Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 223 on June the 18th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Imperial Petroleum Inc., Lee Auto Inc., and Houston American Energy Corporation, and we discuss three new trades on Advent Technologies, ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF, and the United States Steel Corporation. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the U.S. equity markets were down another 5% this week, finishing the week at levels we haven't seen really since late 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1,504 points, closing the week at 29,888 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 226 points, ending the week at 3,674 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is the psychology of recession. So this week, actually the past few weeks, have been trying for most investors, right? We've had some tough news each week that has stressed the markets, whether it's inflation a couple of weeks ago confirmed. Of course, this week, we saw the Federal Reserve raise the interest rate by 75 basis points. That's the largest hike since 1994. Some people are saying it was too much. Others are saying it's too late, too little, too late. People are starting to throw the R word around as if it's a definite thing. So by definition, a recession is a period of two consecutive or successive quarters of declining GDP, which is gross domestic product. In the U.S., we saw one decline in Q1 of 2022 versus Q4 of 2021. So the numbers for Q2 aren't finished yet since we're still in it. However, this is where that psychology steps in. So if you fear that recession is on the way, combined with the high prices of goods that we're seeing across the board, you become a little less free in your spending, right? You might decide against flying the family on that European vacation, or even against deciding on enjoying a nice meal with friends. We start conserving our cash, spending less, being, you know, financially prudent. Businesses actually stop hiring and might even start considering layoffs. Now, I actually prefer the European word for layoffs. They say redundancies. You've been made redundant. Anyways, the fear of recession leads to recession as people, both individually and corporately, start cutting back in anticipation of recession. The psychology of recession, which is cutting back, actually leads to recession. That's what makes it a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's been said that we head towards the things we focus on. And I'm having to keep my focus in check these days on a number of situations. How about you? All right, let's go ahead. That's the end of the topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the trade review this week. And, you know, these trades have been trying for sure. I've had some nice short-term gains in my personal account, even doing some day trading of options, which gets a little bit riskier, which is why I don't discuss those sorts of things on this show. But I have had some success just being willing to short the market. And as a side note, so I was going to talk about that as a topic of the week. I'll just share it now. Shorting the market can pay off great, but if you do it with futures, it can also cost you, right? Oftentimes, you'll get the biggest pops of the day in the pre-market hours. So by the time, you know, you decide to put your short position on at 9:30 Eastern time or 10 a.m. Eastern time, the market has already moved, and you might actually end up catching the retracement of the day and not ending up being profitable. So I much prefer in periods like this to short the market using puts. Specifically, I buy puts, right? Now, I'm not always the biggest fan of buying options because I really like selling options. Call it baggage from having started off my options career as a floor trader, where most of the time we are selling options into the market. But I do like shorting the market by buying puts, because if I'm wrong, just like with these spread trades, if I'm wrong, it's okay. It's not going to wipe out my account. If I just short futures and, you know, I've had $10,000 bathroom breaks, you know, you're short two futures or whatever, and you walk into the bathroom, you come back and your position is significantly lower because something happened in the 5 minutes that you stepped away. I don't have to worry about that when I'm trading options, when I'm buying options. Now, if I am buying put options for a day trade, that gets rather tricky because you actually, the market can move quite a bit, and those option spreads, those premiums can really pop. They can go from being kind of dormant to just like moving on you really quickly. So you really do have to stay abreast. But all of that being said, let's go ahead and just move into the trade review. I guess I'm feeling a little more chatty this morning, so hopefully it doesn't drive you guys crazy. But let's look at the trades from last week. So we started off with this covered call on Imperial Petroleum Inc. Symbol I is in India, M is in Mike, P is in Papa, P is in Papa. At the time, the stock was trading for 88 cents a share. I looked at buying stock and selling the July 1 call at 15 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 30% in 5 weeks. And one of the things that made this trade so appealing to me is because it required so little capital. I really am not, I don't want to really put a lot of money behind getting behind long positions right now. I actually think the market can go lower, will probably go lower, although it's already come off quite a bit. I mean, it's come off quite a bit, you guys. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, how much more do we possibly get to? But in buying these shares, it costs so little money, so little capital deployed, I figured it was worthwhile. So shares of Imperial Petroleum lost 33 cents, ending the week at 55 cents per share. That call option that we sold lost 9 cents, leaving us with a net loss on the week of 24 cents. Now, in typical situations, I'd look at either rolling the strike lower or finding some other way to monetize those losses over this trade, or minimize the losses of the trade. So this week, because there's so little capital deployed, I'm actually just going to look to wait a bit. We've got 4 more weeks left in this trade. Markets have been super volatile lately, so I'm leaning towards or even saying I don't expect that volatility to remain, and I could see this stock actually gaining a little ground in the coming weeks. But I'm no forecaster, so you would be well justified to close this trade, especially given that we're below the break-even point. However, personally, I'm more inclined to wait it out at least a few days or even a week to see how this is going to play out as far as market movements, and then decide what I'm going to do. If I'm going to close the trade or try and roll the trade or something along those lines. So, and when I say roll the trade, I'm not talking month to month. I mean option strike to option strike. I don't always like turning a short-term, like what was expected to be a short-term win into a long-term loss. There are times where it's worth it, but there are plenty of other times where you would have been better off just taking the loss initially and moving on, rather than rolling it into another month, another month, another month, and extending the dollar value, the dollar cost of those losses. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into the credit spread from last week. We looked at Lee Auto Inc., symbol L as in Lima, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $29.93 per share. I looked at selling the July 29-28 put spread at 32 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 68 cents. Now, the shares of Lee Auto gained $3.20 this week, ending the week at $33.15 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread that we sold is still out of the money. You can close this spread right now, but you would only gain you'd only have a 3 cent gain, mostly due to the bid-ask spread. But if you were to try to add to the position, instead of selling it for 32 cents, you'd be selling at 13 cents. So the trade is working out. With stocks so much higher than our short put, right? Because we're short the 29 strike. We have a decent chance at this spread closing fully out of the money, which would allow us to keep the full amount of money that we received when we sold the spread. So no adjustments are needed at this time. It's winning. Just keep an eye out on the stock over the coming weeks, since there's still four more weeks before expiration. So if the price does drop enough, it might be worth exiting the trade early and taking the profit. But for now, time is working on your side. You sold the spread. When you're short options, time actually works on your behalf. So hang out, let this, because time comes out of the options every day, right? Every day there's less time, which means those options will be worth a little bit less, especially if they're out of the money. So time is working on your side. Let this one work out, and definitely just keep an eye on stock. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We looked at Houston American Energy Corporation, symbol H as in hotel, U as in uniform, S as in Sierra, A as in alpha. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $7.10 per share. I looked at buying the July 6, 7 call spread for 60 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 40 cents, or that would be a 66.67% return in 5 weeks. Well, HUSA shares fell $1.62 this week, closing the week at $5.48 per share. That in-the-money call spread we bought is now out of the money. The spread has lost at least 30 cents of its value, leaving us with a few decisions to make. So my first thought is with regards to price action. Do I think price could head back higher? If I do, I definitely want to be careful selling another call spread against it. For instance, we could sell the July 8-9 call spread and take in another 15 to 20 cents. But if the stock rallies again, this is definitely going to be a loss. And in fact, if it were to rally all the way through that highest strike, it would be a total loss on the trade, because you'll lose more on the spread that you sold than you'll make on the spread that you were right on. Now, I could also sell the July 5-6 call spread if I think prices are going to continue to fall. And what that'll do is create a short butterfly. I don't talk about those much on the show, but it also just gives me a wider price range to end up profiting from this trade. So we don't talk about creating butterflies much, but they can help to mitigate risk as well. And it can absolutely work in your favor sometimes. So I like the fact that there are 4 weeks left until expiration for this trade. I'll likely wait a few days. You guys are hearing me be more patient, but I'm more likely to wait a few days before making any additional decisions on this one. For the moment, we'll chalk this one up as a loss. However, we know this doesn't have to stay a loss. We have 4 weeks to find a solution, or to just let the stock price rise back to a level that leads to profit for me. So that's it for the trade review. Yesterday, which was Friday, June 17th, was the expiration for all June monthly options. So on Monday, the exchanges will price the half strikes for the July options. So you might find better trading opportunities once those half strikes are priced. Now, all trades on this week's show are going to use the July 15th expiration for the monthly options in July. So we're going to start off still with the covered call, looking at Advent Technologies, symbol A as in Alpha, D as in Delta, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $2.89 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the July 3 call at 70 cents, which could give us a return of 28% in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying shares of stock for $2.89 and selling the July 3 call at 70 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $3 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $2.19, and in real terms, the stock purchase would require $289, and you'll collect $70 for selling the option. And someone emailed me and asked why I keep talking about these these penny stocks, you know, $5 per share or less. The main reason is because they consume so little capital that it's a great way for those of you who are new to option trading to kind of get your feet wet using something you're familiar with, buying stock, and then learning to sell an option against it. So next up, we're looking at a credit spread. I'm looking at the ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF, symbol B as in Bravo, I as in India, T as in Tango, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $12.72 per share. I'm looking at selling the July 13-14 call spread at 39 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 61 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the July 13 call at $1.25 and concurrently buying the July 14 call for 86 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $13 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $13.39, and in real terms, you'll collect $39 for each spread that you sell and have $61 at risk. And I think you'd have to be under a rock to not have seen the moves that Bitcoin made last week and even over the last 24 hours. You know, Bitcoin continues to trade over the weekend. And so what's interesting with these Bitcoin ETFs, or this one specifically, and then I recently was talking about some Grayscale Trust as well, is that they can be disjointed from the market, meaning that the ETF doesn't always fully price in or price out the way that it should, given the Bitcoin that they have in holdings. There can be a lag in price movement. And so, you know, with prices going down, if prices of Bitcoin go down over the weekend, you're going to see this ETF, which can't trade over the weekend, price significantly lower on Monday as well. So there's a little bit of a time mismanagement because this ETF will stop trading, you know, when the market closes, but Bitcoin doesn't close. It just keeps going. So you can see significant moves during a period when you can't actually trade. So I don't mind ultimately shorting a little bit of a Bitcoin trust by selling a call spread on this ETF for now. All right, let's go ahead and get to our final trade of the week. We're looking at a debit spread on the United States Steel Corporation, symbol X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $19.89 per share. I'm looking at buying the July 21-20 put spread for 60 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 40 cents. That's a 66.67% return in 4 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the July 21 put for $2.19 and concurrently selling the July 20 put at $1.59. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $20 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $20.40 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $60 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $40 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you also for everyone who requested that video of the three core concepts for option trading. It's definitely worthwhile. If you haven't reached out, it's not too late to go ahead and receive that video, the link for it rather. So that's it. Have a phenomenal weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.